So we have Linda Avisa and Jeffrey Hoppe. Let's give them a hand, huh?
Thank you, David. Thank you all for being here. I've got a few more people than last month. That was weird. I mean, we've gone for, 11 years doing this first Saturday of every month. And even, I think, the first time we actually did it here in Coal Creek, we had more people than what we had last month because of the great blizzard. It was interesting. I really have to hand it to the staff and the attendees who actually came here, made it through
the snow. I think blizzards suck.
It was kind of fun.
I think blizzards suck.
Up to a point.
And the only reason I don't go totally insane is because you have a tractor.
I do. I plow. Mm. I plow.
You the man.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyway, here we are once again. As David mentioned, it's 3-3-3. What is that up to? 9. And if you add the 2 back in that David forgot when he did the math on it, it's an 11, which is not a 2. It's an 11. But I love these dates, you know.
Why?
Because nothing really happens. But they're kind of cool. They're kind of cool. You know, it's kind of a marker. Say, oh, now what next? What can we look forward to next? 4-4-4. And...
You know what? I think it's all a distraction from the actually really amazing, crazy things that are going on.
Yeah.
Because nothing ever happens on those dates. It's always
in between.
In between,
yeah.
That the really wild and crazy things seem to be
occurring.
Those
dates are kind of like the safe dates.
Yeah, almost.
You know?
Almost.
Nothing's going to happen. Why? Because everybody predicted that it would. So nothing's going to happen. Anyway, good to have everybody here. And if I could get the screen... Well, I've got the screen. Here we go.
You the man.
We have a lot to cover today. I took a look at the slides last night and said we got a lot of stuff happening, some new products.
You act like you're a victim or something. You're the one that put them together.
Not me. Well, I didn't realize.
You're a victim of your own creation.
I didn't realize how much is going on right now, activities and projects. And when I kind of mentioned it to the staff earlier this morning, I said, wow, we got a lot of stuff going on. They're like,
yeah,
duh.
Right.
Duh. Working 18 hours a day, duh.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But I'm having fun. I am. I am having more fun than I've ever had in my life.
What does fun look like?
Being home. Fun just... expressing, doing, there's certain days, oh, I really want to stay in bed, but, once I get up and get going, it's fun. I mean, I actually feel...
Fun doesn't preclude grumpy, though.
No.
Oh,
grumpy,
okay.
No, grumpy is
so
part of...
So you can be having fun and be grumpy?
Part of being, yeah.
Okay.
I actually feel physically younger, mentally younger than I have, in 20, 25 years. Maybe don't look it, but I feel it. I really feel it in my heart. It's just things are fun, huh? Yeah, this is kind of a lukewarm. Yeah, fun. Define fun. Okay. Well, fun in a weird way, okay? I mean...
Yeah, keep going with this.
You know, I grew up in a dysfunctional family, so to me, fun is different than...
And I have seen people mounted with some of the biggest challenges of their lives in the last 2 months.
Challenges
and I'm just like, oh, my God. And that's fun to you?
No, they're just challenges. It's no big deal.
We
had something recently. I forgot what it was, but all of a sudden it was like a crisis. Linda and I went into crisis mode. We did an amazing job.
That's because we come from a very
dysfunctional family.
Background.
We like crises. So,
yeah.
And we're
really
not talking about
crisis.
We're not talking about our biological families. We're talking about our dysfunctional angelic families. Anyway, I think that's going down a rat hole. Let's talk about... Who's here today? Out-of-town guests who are brave enough to come to Colorado in March. March,
physically
April,
present.
Worst months to come here, just to let you know.
And are new people, too. And I will tell you, and I'm sorry for any of you that got caught on 72.
Highway 72, that
Highway
is.
72. Well, yeah. No, that wasn't the problem. 93 was.
Yeah,
so did
yeah.
you have to take Indiana around and then up 72? Sorry.
Wasn't it fun?
Yeah.
You got to go
worse.
Your route.
There's
you know?
Worse.
It was fun. Yeah, fun. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your patience with that and deciding. For me, I might have said, now watch online.
Spirit doesn't want me to go to the meeting because the highway's
yeah,
closed.
Yeah.
They're just doing road repairs, really.
Okay. So, from Berlin, Germany, we have Kirsten. Where's Kirsten? Are you here?
She got lost because of the road detour.
Yeah, sorry.
She's the one that said, Spirit doesn't want me to go. I came all the way from Germany, and they closed the highway.
And we have Catherine and Victoria Cates from, Chappaqua.
Chappaqua.
See, they never say right.
Where's Chappaqua?
New York.
Clinton.
Really?
Yeah.
How are they doing? I haven't seen them in a while.
They walk down our street sometimes with their dogs.
The Secret Service parks in our driveway to watch him while
really?
He takes a walk across the street. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Could we come to visit you and then kind of hang out with Bill
we'll
and Hillary?
Party.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. So that's good. I'm glad you're here. First meeting here?
And first Me,
second.
Yeah.
Second.
Tori's first.
Ah.
Very nice.
I've been watching for years, though.
Really?
So.
Isn't
it? And you still came?
Isn't it a little different than what it looks like on the air?
Definitely.
Definitely.
Rustic.
Much more homey.
Rustic.
It's homey.
Yeah.
It is home. I mean, there is Chamber energy just pervasive here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And if you think this month is special, wait until next month. We have a surprise. I can't tell you what it is, but it's going to be different. So any of you out there listening, make sure to come next month. We have something special.
Is this a technological specialty or a spiritual specialty?
I am not at liberty to say.
It must be technologically special. Okay.
All right.
Because it has to be. Scott Rumbauer from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Scott.
Hey,
good to see you again.
Very good to see you. Been a little while.
And Scott, Rumbauer wine is one of my favorite. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's popular. A lot of people come up and tell me that they enjoy it.
Yeah. Did you bring any today?
No.
you let him down, Scott. I'm
related
so sorry.
To the family distantly.
So, distantly.
Yeah. I actually went to the vineyard last year and brought some wine back. But my girlfriend drank it all.
So. I love it.
Glad that you're here, Scott.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Good to see you. There appear to be several new people. Does anybody want to raise their hand and admit you're new?
First time.
First timer?
First time.
There you go. I knew it.
From Colorado?
Welcome.
Aurora, Colorado, just down the hill.
Glad you could join us.
And I'm really happy to be here.
Glad you're here.
Yeah, thank
glad
you.
You're here. Thank you. Do you watch online or just recently? Wow.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Don't let us scare you.
You're always on Facebook, Edith.
Edith, you got to get a life.
Because I'm right there with you. I admire that.
What do you admire?
Edith is known around the world.
Oh,
I mean, she is a rock star. Literally, we were down in Medellin, Colombia last month, and people are like, oh, do you know Edith? And, Edith, though, you know. So anyway, you are world famous. Anyway, so is that it? Anyone else? Any other
newbies that'll own up to it?
Good. Well, let's do a quick review of last month. Since that was a small audience, I assume some of you are watching online. Glad that we were able to actually do the webcast. We have all these contingency plans. What if that we kind of talk about and rehearse over the years? What if it snowed so much that, you know, John or Joe or Michelle couldn't make it up the hill? What would we do?
Webcam,
yeah, exactly. I'll call in on the phone on Awakening Line or Awakening Zone. But everybody made it up here. It was great. But we're going to play the video. You'll notice that it's a small audience, but it's kind of a good refresher. So ready with the lights and action.
Okay. Be afraid.
Yeah.
So I asked the question, what do humans want? Security. Yes, part of you doesn't want to be here. You complain about life, but yet you want security. You want to be even more kind of enclosed than you were yesterday. But security, good one. Good. What else do humans want? Acceptance and acknowledgement, which is an interesting thing in itself. How is one going to get acceptance or acknowledgement if they don't accept or acknowledge themselves? What else are humans looking for? Happiness. The ever elusive happiness. What does happiness mean? This whole thing of happiness is kind of like a very neutral statement or undefined statement. I want to be happy. I guess what it really means is they're not happy. There's something unfulfilled, incomplete. They're looking for something, but they have no idea what it is. What else are humans looking for?
Love.
Love. True love will never be found in another person until you find it in yourself. What else do humans want? Distraction, absolutely, yes. Distraction, they get it. They don't know they want distraction. They don't realize that, but that's exactly what they set up. How come we haven't listed money here? Because money gives you security. With money, you think you're going to be accepted. You're going to have happiness. Everybody will love you. And then you're going to distract yourself with all the money you have. Never feel guilty about it. It's just energy. It is just energy. What else do humans want? Purpose. Absolutely. Thank you. Purpose. Why? Gives a meaning to life. You know, it gives a meaning, and it's in a way, it's a distraction. It can be wonderful, but it can also be a distraction. Okay, one or two more. What do humans want? Health, absolutely. By the way, pain, which is really what they don't want, pain is absolutely from the mind. It's not in the body.
Literally.
Body doesn't know anything about pain. It's only the mind. And that's not just an Adamus fact. That's also a scientific fact. Okay, next page, please. What do Shambro want? You should have figured out. Ascension. That's a good one. Ascension. What the hell is ascension? Take it off this planet? What's ascension? Talk to the camera. There's thousands, millions watching you right now. What is ascension? I love it. Good. Shambhu is beginning to understand that ascension, true ascension, is bringing your divine, your soul, into this experience with you, no longer having the barriers, no longer having the separation, the living ascension. So thank you. Good. What else do Shambhu want? Let's just put down abundance. Abundance.
Sleep.
Sleep.
Restful sleep.
Why?
I mean, it would be nice to be able to wake up feeling less tired than I do when I go to sleep at night or try to sleep.
Part of that is a good thing because when you get real tired, your defenses, your barriers come down and you can actually learn more. And part of it is by design, not my design, yours for all Shambhu. You do this thing with sleep deprivation, so that you're a little bit more open to some higher concept. You don't need 8 hours of sleep. That's mass consciousness overlay. You really need about a good couple of hours of deep, uninterrupted, non-mental sleep. And the problem is so much of your sleep right now, for all of you, is very mental. You're trying to figure things out in these other realms. Part of the problem is, even if you did, you're having a hard time bringing that wisdom back here. So it's really a matter of let's just figure it out here rather than out there. Use that time at night for really sleeping or for some new adventures rather than just trying to work out all the mental details. A couple other things. I do have to get to my point.
I was going to say self-love.
Self-love.
Because everything we've been talking about so far, you know, the anxiety, the second shoe dropping and all this stuff usually comes because of how we react to what other people are thinking.
Absolutely.
And because we make ourselves beholden to that. So personally, for me, I'm trying to understand the self-love and really embrace that, because I think all these other things go away if I can truly get to that.
Very well said. Very clear. Thank you. And said very simply, absolutely, self-love. We could just stop there and we could say that's really what it's about. And that's really, you save that part of the experience on this planet and for your soul till the last. Do everything else and then, oh, by the way, learning to love yourself. Imagine a new energy school, which I'd love to see. And when the children first start going there, the very first course is about loving yourself. A few more so I can make my big wrap-up point.
I would think immediately following self-love would be service.
Service. How honest do you want me to be about that?
Yeah. Totally.
Totally. Crap.
Then explain.
Thank you. This planet is fine. Why do you think I close my amazing dialogues with all's well in all creation? Means you don't have to do a thing. Everybody's on their path. Sooner or later, they're all going to ascend. Not because of you, not because of me, but because of themselves. Sooner or later, humanity's going to say, let's do it a different way. And it's not up to you or it's not up to me to do that. We could put service here, but be a little cautious about service. It can be distracting. Serve yourself first, then talk to me about service. We could list a lot of other things on here. We'll save that for another day. I wanted to get on to the tube, the gift wrap. We started this last month. This tube represents the path, as you can see in here, a path of your life, a path of your karma, your ancestors, the path of mass consciousness is sending you down the tube. Literally sending you down the tube. People think they want to get out of the tube, but when actually given the opportunity, they don't. They actually just want a little bigger tube. They limit their own thoughts and imagination and ideas to adapt to this tube, never realizing that it's actually this beautiful paper on the outside, never actually realizing there's so much more out here. You see, if this tube was just suspended and floating in air, there's a little bit in here. There's a lot out here. And that's what life is like. What holds this tube into place, what's keeping it a tube, is time and space and belief systems, but primarily time and space. So in order to expand beyond this tube, it's about releasing time and space. It's going to be it'll be an experience, best way I can put it, because it's going to affect your mind, your thoughts, your body, how you are centered into reality. It's going to throw all those off. But we're going to get out of the tube. Now, again, we don't blast it. We don't blow it up. Because it's part of reality, but it's just a small part. What would life be without time? Good, up to the point you got out of bed in the morning. As I've said before, there is no time outside of the earthly realms, in the angelic realms. There's no factor of time. There is the evolution of experience. What else when you go beyond time? Confusing, very, very confusing. And what happens when things get disoriented for the average human? Loss of identity. Loss of identity. When you become woozy, as some of you have experienced, you suddenly feel very dizzy. What do you try to do? Get back into the identity. Get back into time and space. Get back to the old you. What else when you go beyond time? Big one, letting go of control. Because even though time controls you, it's in the tube here you think you're controlling time. You're not at all. Time does not need to be conquered. Time needs to be accepted within its parameters with the understanding that that there is so much more out there. Space is the other one. We're in a space together here right now. Your body is in a space. There's a focus on kind of an energy point that creates space, that creates dimensions. What happens when we go out of space? Again, confusing, absolutely, absolutely. Fear of physical annihilation. I tell you, the biggest fear that I've seen with the ones that I've worked with, it leads you vulnerable to interdimensional spooks. See, in this space, in the tube here, you can kind of manage your demons because they're kind of floating around out here, or so you think. So you can kind of manage them, but the moment you go beyond space, suddenly you're in that same big pool with them, that same grand dimension. So there's a lot of concerns, a lot of issues about going out of the tube, going beyond. But I think you're ready for it. Let's give it a try. If you're saying to yourself, well, I didn't really feel anything, eh, just take a deep breath. You did, you just don't know how to figure it out yet. You don't know what it is you experienced. But try this. Just play, be playful with it. Try it. It's the integrating in the tube, beyond the tube, all at the same time. Being human, being spirit. All together. Probabilities and potentials. But I'll give you a few insights into our next month's discussion. When you're in the tube, you're not seeing many potentials, you see, because it's very, very limited. Yes. When you're in the tube, see, your focus is rather limited. You're not really seeing all of these grand... Can you see my eye in there? You're not seeing all these grand... This would be a great shot for the video. This is a YouTube all by itself. So when you're in the tube, you're really not seeing the real potentials. You're only seeing tube potentials. You're only seeing kind of what's already floating around in here in the time, space, atmosphere. You're not seeing what's out here. So it's easy to make predictions because humans live in the tube. And to know what's going to happen next, you just have to look in here. It's already charted out. It's based on what happened yesterday. You get comfortable living in here. You got very caught into time and space. You accepted these elements as truth, literal truth. And you think you don't know how to get beyond them. And it's keeping you in here. My job, in service, in fun, is to get you out of here so that you can experience what it's like. So then you can make the decision. Do you want to keep living in here? Do you want to live out there? Or do you want to live in both? So, both, she says. So with that, let us have one more sip. Whatever you have to drink, doesn't matter. One more sip. To life. To life in the tube and beyond the tube. To life with greater potentials. To life with fewer probabilities. And with that, a reminder that all is well in all of creation. And a very special acknowledgement to Gene Tinder for hours of editing, hours of editing. I've learned not to call or email Gene for the days right before a shout because I just get the thing, I'm busy editing this damn video. It takes, you know, over an hour or 2 hours, 2 hours of material and edit it down and to really distill it, as Adamus would say, is wonderful. So it's a great way for us to catch up because I know 1 month between childs can be a long time. Forget what's going on.
It is a long time, and I also like it because when we stop for a moment like that, it also allows us to look at what occurred after that.
Absolutely.
And to put it in that perspective again, and I always appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's move on to last month's event, just a real quick review. We had last month, of course, the great blizzard.
God, get over it.
You know, it was a guy thing. You know, you get all this snow and you create a fuss over it. And so just a couple of quick shots for those of you, in case you want to remember. It snowed. I mean, we couldn't even get in the side door at Susie's house. Not of course, but Susie's place. Gene and Youp, you know, doing a little shoveling out. Poor deer, yeah. Everybody goes, for the deer. Not for Gene and Youp, but for the deer.
It's a young buck. It's a really young buck.
Well, they're
buck.
Used to the snow. Youp is not.
No, that was a young buck. He's not used to it.
It's freezing cold in here. There was no heat. And
poor David.
That's a shot out these deck doors. It was stacked up.
It was.
But it was fun. And a small group, but we had fun. Look at Joanne just laughing away there.
Keep it moving.
That's Adamus now showing the snow to everybody online. And, ooh, what is he saying? I couldn't figure that out. What was he saying?
That's what I was
yeah.
saying.
Yeah. Very French. Yeah.
Adamus with
Alana's
an attitude,
gonna
how
smack
shocking.
You for saying that. And we had a little bit to drink, you know. Probably more
looks
than
like
a,
more than bit.
A little bit, you know. A lot of good Q&A, a lot of good discussion, a lot of great dialogue with Adamus.
It was.
It was, and some new people, did they come
back?
Yeah,
they didn't come back. Ha-ha! Good job, Adamus.
Hey, stuff happened.
Yeah, anyway, they're not here, boo-boo.
Anyway, and right after that, the big snowstorm, we took off and went, we're not ready yet. We went back to...
Senor.
Oh, we went to Medellin. Colombia. Yeah, we had.
Woo! We did.
Mm-hmm. Woo! Mm-hmm. And you had some other stuff you wanted us to wear, but.
But you wouldn't wear it because, well, I don't know why.
I just, you know, it was.
Poor me.
Real colorful. It just didn't, you know, match today. But we had a grand time. What a great group of Chambro. We're going to show a little video with some just pictures, but. We did Beyond the Mind, and we really did go beyond the mind. It was fun. About 90
they know
or
how
so.
To express and celebrate. And I think they were competing with the Australians, but
we had people from Colombia, Ecuador,
Chile,
Peru,
Argentina,
Venezuela, Argentina. So it was a great group, and it was translated. So most of them were wearing
did you say
the headsets.
Venezuela?
Uh huh, Venezuela. And it was translated, but it was, I lost my train of thought. Oh, they know how to party.
You lost You're gonna see your it in train here. Of thought.
This was, without a doubt, the best Chambro workshop party ever. Saturday night, and I think everybody participated. It started with a bus ride into town. Now, bus rides in Colombia, you have to get ready because
they come with all
crazy.
The accoutrements.
Music. Everybody gets a neck chain thing with a shot glass on it, and they were engraved with.
So you can't. So if you drop it, you don't lose it. It doesn't matter if you spill the crap all over you, but you don't lose.
You don't lose it. Even the little shot glasses had the Chambro butterfly. You know,
they went all out.
They went all out. We went downtown, and they drink this. I don't know what I forgot what it's called.
And it's flavored. They were trying to accommodate Adamus.
It's like a local liqueur, and it tastes really good. But it's really powerful.
Puts hair on your chest.
Really powerful. So you'll see some of that.
And those people dance like you have never seen dancing. Anybody and all of them. And it is so wonderfully beautiful. It is unbelievable. And Medellin, which I did not remember, happens to be the birthplace and home of Botero, the famous artist.
Sculptor.
So when we went downtown, they have a whole thing, a whole outdoor sculpture exhibit to Botero.
Botero Gardens, yeah. So, I keep thinking of things. Forget it. I'm going out of my mind. It was the workshop. But we had a grand time, and we've got a short video. If we could get those lights off, and we'll get into it.
They were very much fun.
Yeah, okay.
Young and old.
Ai, nama, 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 sevada, sevada, lekko mai sevada, 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 lekko mai sevada, sevada.
Fun down there.
It's a very beautiful mountain, you know, jungle city and big city, beautiful and really, really lovely people.
Oh, it really was. We all need to go down there for a big party and Chamber gathering because it was fun.
I want to say more. They had a really great audience. It was full of, I could not believe how many people came with friends and family.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There were people that were, there was the dad and kids with them, or the mom and then her daughters, and vice versa. It was really, really family-oriented. It's the most I've seen at a Chambre event. And it was also very fun. We got to meet she's a psychiatrist from Venezuela, and she was really, really intrigued by all this and said that she really, really connected to spirit and the concept of new psychology, psychiatry, and that she was really, really working to explore how and what could be done to integrate this more and more into, you know, the actual, what we see as the psychiatric profession. And she was quite interesting to listen to.
Just one note, I was going to say before is, I'm not a real dancer. As a matter of fact, I did not dance. And
you're
boy,
really a good dancer. You're half drunk.
Did I? Everybody kept on coming over, trying to drag me out. I said, no way, but I did have to make a promise that before we go down there again, I've got to learn to dance and go down there and have fun. So if you want to see me really embarrassed, come on down next year when we go to Medellin. We had a great group there putting this together. Malu, of course, did the translating, was the host. Great job of translating. Riza assisting her, and also did a channel of Mary Magdalene. Mm-hmm. Cesar and Carmenza, wonderful job with all the details. They took care of every little detail. And Richard and Lucia, just a beautiful job of helping to host. So we want to thank all of you. Right. We had a grand time. Look forward to coming back.
It was a really fun group. We really had a good time.
Yeah.
It was a great workshop, and then the way they celebrate is a lot of fun.
So we'll do a quick review through upcoming events. So we have quite a few.
They all know how to move their hips. It was like, whoa. It was amazing.
Yeah.
All of them. I don't care what age they were. All of them.
Linda's a really good dancer. And even she said, when they started
dancing,
she's like, oh, my God. I mean, they were doing the salsa and the, I mean, these
all of them. I don't care who you are, you dance.
Yeah. Quick review of upcoming events. We have a lot of new stuff on the schedule. I think all of it is now available in the store for sign-up if you're interested. Tough one. We leave early next week for the Kauai workshop. It is sold out. Warm weather, sandals.
No socks.
So I won't go into the details, but look forward to seeing you guys there. Dreamwalker Life in Amsterdam. Dreamwalker Life is an amazing course. It's the fourth in the, it's on a trilogy. What comes after a trilogy? Quadrigy or something? Pardon?
Quartet.
Really? Quartet. It's the fourth in the quartet of Adama's Dreamwalker series.
Thank God you're rescued.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Patricia. And we're going to be doing it in Amsterdam, actually just outside of Amsterdam in a little place called, what is it, Joop?
I imagine.
And you can see the taxi driver says, where do you want to go? I had a little too much to drink. Well, outside of Amsterdam. It's a beautiful location right on the shore.
Right on the sea.
Johan will be there, not
Gerhardt. We're doing
Gerhardt.
Dreamwalker Life because we have had so many requests for it because it is such a great experience. People enjoy it, and it's really timely.
And Norman Garrett will be there. We've got a number signed up, but we still have plenty of room left.
There is space.
So
there is.
It is great. It's going to be in English only, but... it'll be fun. We're looking forward to that. So that's
April. Very experiential, very interactive, and anybody that's attended it says that they really, truly enjoy it.
April 19th through 23rd, April 24th through May 1st is the Mysteries of Love Tour.
Is there a mystery?
This is in France, so I'm looking forward to going back there. We've got some wonderful channels with Adamus where he talks about how love was created here on Earth. Real interesting, kind of a different concept. So it was never created until we, as angelic beings, came here and created love. It's limited to about 45 attendees. I think we have spaces left.
Yeah, we have a few spaces left, but it's getting full.
And it's a lot of fun.
One coach load. We try to keep it simple, and it is also going to be a great adventure.
Again, Dreamwalker Life, another one in... Sanaa, Romania, right outside of Bucharest. And that is May 18th through the 20th, again featuring the music of Yoham. When they come with us, that live music just gets things going. So,
again, very interactive, and we get to go back to Romania. We weren't able to go last year, so we're returning.
Yes.
And that is all there.
Well, I'm looking at the dates, May 18th through the 20th. We're going to be there on our anniversary.
How shocking.
35th anniversary in Romania.
And we're still alive.
I know, to the ones who are watching, never seen us before, you're wondering, how could we possibly be married for 35 years?
I saw some of the faces out there. We were babies. We were really buried as babies.
Well, yes. We're in a strange religious cult. We got married when we were six. kind of a weird thing, but it stuck. After that, we're actually back in Slovenia, Ljubljana, is that correct?
Can never say it right, I'm not going to try.
Ljubljana, Slovenia, beautiful, beautiful location. We have a lot of Slovenian chambra, mm-hmm. they're wonderful, great hearts. So we're going there actually for the, it's the introduction or the launch of the Masters in the New Energy book in Slovenian.
It's been published and released in Slovenia, so yeah. We are doing it there, and it will be with translation in the Slovenian language.
So I'm looking forward to going back. A lot of great Slovenian chambra. Mm-hmm. Okay, after that, back here in the U.S. to Sedona, we're going to be guest speakers at the Cryon Summer Conference in Sedona.
And can we go look at that spaceship again? I want my picture taken
in
the spaceship.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. With the little alien?
Yeah.
Damas
doesn't so much care for Sedona. I kind of like it.
I like the landscape.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's moon-like.
So we'll be there for the Cryon Summer Conference, and then right after that we're doing a two-day Living Ascension workshop. I have no idea what that is. Like a lot of times we say we're doing a mystery school. It's because it's a mystery. We have no idea what's going to happen. So.
Have you ever seen TV shows where things get lost in time? That's Sedona. It's like all the oldest hippies of the world live there.
No. Right in over in Nederland.
That's a different kind. No, those are young hippies in Nederland.
That's true.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, we'll be in Sedona. That should be a pretty fun gathering.
It's always fun to do the Cryon events.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Working with Lee Carroll. Steve Rother Amazing. Will be there. Fred Kahu Sterling. Pepper Lewis, Greg Braden, so we're going to have a great big gathering.
Kumbaya.
Then the one I'm really excited about is Dreamwalker Life, right in our backyard in Estes Park, right
Are
down the street.
Are we high on Dreamwalker Life or what?
Oh, it's such a good course.
It is good.
Estes Park, of course, is just down the road, July, beautiful time to be there, especially if you like hugging elk. It's a great time.
Well, it's on a little lake in the mountains, which is not so common. And we actually went up there to really check it out, and it's beautiful. And the other thing that's nice about it is there are a lot of people that love Colorado, but sometimes are a little intimidated by really high altitude. And this is a little more moderate. It's only 7,000 feet above sea level. So it's quite comfortable for a lot of people, and it's a beautiful time of year to be there. It'll be incredibly beautiful, warm days and cool nights.
Well, we went up there about a week or so ago with some of the staff to look over the hotel. It's really very beautiful, and we kind of have the hotel to ourselves. It's on a little lake, as Linda mentioned, mm-hmm. So we'll have Johan, Norman Garrett. We actually had to limit the registration because we were concerned about the size of the ballroom. When we went up there and saw it, we realized we had much more space.
Oh, my God, it was a miracle. A hotel was not actually exaggerating the amount of space that it had. So we were so relieved to see we could really actually allow more people in because it was pretty much sold out.
Well, and we hadn't even announced this at a monthly meeting, and we only had like two spaces left. So we went up there, we looked, we found we can fit more in. So we still have about 40 spaces. It's selling out very, very quickly. So if you're interested, please... Please take a look at registering soon.
Yes.
And then after that, Johan is still going to be here, which is great. And we're going to, on our August 4th Shoud, right afterwards, we're going to have our annual summer party here in Cold Creek Canyon, our barbecue. And we're going to have... You want to see that again? Okay, well, I'll go back. Okay, here we go. See, barbecue. Yeah. Boom.
Did you spend a lot of time on that?
I did. I'm glad you appreciate it. So we're having the barbecue.
I could tell.
Like we did last summer, it was a lot of fun. We had great. There we are for last summer. It was beautiful. We had grand time. A lot of food. American barbecue, which was real healthy for you. We're going to have live music with Johan right here. They're going to do a trans dance right here, live music.
Meaning that not only is it Anat and Gerhardt, also our dear crazy friend Amir will be there, and you cannot stay seated if he's on his percussion.
You missed the slide. Hang on, I got to go back. Okay. So, and we're just going to get crazy.
That's scary. Scary. No, Carrie. I meant Carrie.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. That's not lost on me.
Yeah. No, I mean like crazy fun. Beyond the mind.
Yeah.
crazy.
She doesn't get mad, she gets even.
Uh-oh. So, and then another event we just announced the other day to the Crimson Circle Angels. So this is the first public announcement, very special workshop. If any of you were at the Midsummer Conference in Santa Fe last year, you probably heard Jim Self. He's amazing. Love working with Jim. He is so in tune, and so it's so consistent with things Adamus is saying. So we decided we're going to do a special workshop with him. So
that's
coming up. Joint workshop. It's called The Essence Experience. I'll be with Jim Self, Adamus, Linda, myself, and a whole wonderful group of Chambra and Jim's group, Mastering Alchemy group. So that will be up in Breckenridge, and it's going to be August 8th through the 10th, and 10th through the 12th, thank you. I know it's on, I believe it's on the slide somewhere.
Apparently not. Oh, there it is, 10th, 12th.
Yeah, the 10th through the 12th. Our first time actually doing a workshop with Jim Self, and we're going to focus the experiences on creative or creator energy, trust, and grace. I'm really looking forward to that one. So we're limiting it to 125 total people. I know there'll be a lot of Jim's people signing up, so if you're interested, check out the website. It just went live today. Tomorrow. It goes live tomorrow. Thank you.
Next.
And I think that may be it, yeah, for the upcoming event. So just a couple quick notes about Awakening Zone. Got some interesting stuff going on. Just a few things you might check out in the new Awakening Zone store. One is you can get PDF...
An Awakening Zone store?
An Awakening Zone store.
Wow!
What a concept. There is now...
Oh, my God. My eyeballs rolled back in my head. I'm sorry.
There is now a store in the Awakening Zone. And one of the things we're doing is on some of the select... broadcast, we are doing text transcripts.
Got so many requests.
particularly from non-English speaking people, really wanted to study the text, but everybody, actually.
Yeah.
So check out which text transcripts are available. I think they're like $10 each, not too bad.
I have no idea.
And it helps fund Awakening Zone. We also have decals.
Ooh, you don't have one.
Oh,
poor
I thought
you.
I'd have a live one. But, you know, there are these clingy decals that you can actually put on a window.
Oh.
There are people in Colombia that had them on their back window.
Yeah.
You can put them on, yeah, that shows it on a window
there
here.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's like really amazing, isn't it? Technology these days. Just,
where are you going to put that?
I don't know because I can't get it off the paper thing, so I'll let you do that. Okay. But anyway, that's available. And the other one that's really cool, if you're into anything, even medium or high tech. Now, ringtones your smartphones.
Do we have an example of it?
The ringtones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So imagine you got your phone, which Adamus doesn't like phones.
You can't see
it. But you can put it on the whiteboard.
Okay. But it was working white just fine on the paper.
Oh, it sticks on the other side. It's like, so it sticks on a window. It does stick.
No, it doesn't. Watch.
Turn it around. Oh, you're really good at helping to sell these. These are really good.
I don't want to lose my job over this.
Hey, Linda? Linda? There you go. Hey, she did it. Okay, so I have got to redo this now. So imagine your smartphone, you got one of some ringy thing on or some, you know, old geezer rock song or whatever. But imagine now on your mobile phone that you could hear this. Ringing in your purse. Oh, yeah. Yeah, imagine.
Wish they worked up here.
There's actually two versions. This one, which is the full version. There's another, just a shorter version more with the drum beat on it.
Do we have that one?
But isn't that cool? Everybody say, whoa, what
is that? Has anybody downloaded it yet?
Did you?
Does it work?
Does it work?
I don't get service in the mountains.
I have no idea. Anyway, these things are now available. Whew. So that's Awakening Zone.
Cool.
Okay, next is one of my favorite times.
Where are we going? Oh, mine too.
Shambra Launchpad. You know, it's always amazing, fun to see all the new creations coming out from Shambra. A lot of books, workshops, music, everything else. And we like to feature at least one on the Launchpad. There's others in the Shambra Monthly magazine each month. We have a very special one
today. This one's really fun. This one is really fun because this is somebody a lot of us know very well. And this book was, this great story is written by Maggie Hofgarten. Remember Maggie?
So Maggie, come on
Maggie,
up for the launch.
Up.
Come on. Come on up.
Maggie's been a great teacher. She helped write a lot of the curriculum for the advanced studies. It's really good to be with Maggie.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Maggie. Yeah.
So Maggie,
glad you could join us.
The book just kind of came out, from what I understand. I mean, in the last month or so.
Yeah. It's been out about 2 weeks.
About two weeks.
Well,
Brand, ooh, it still
10 days.
Smells fresh.
10 days,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We just got this yesterday. It just came.
I know.
Yeah.
And the book is called The Gardens, The Guardians of Eden.
Eden.
Oh.
And tell us a little bit about what inspired you to write it.
Ah.
Had you done any other books before this?
No.
First book?
Yep.
Okay.
Let her answer.
What inspired you to write it?
Well, I first of all have to give credit to my co-author.
Right.
Yes.
It's not just my creation. I collaborated with a gentleman that I have known in Salt Lake City. He was raised Mormon. He went on a Mormon mission. He's a father of three young children.
Wow.
And actually, we started visiting right after I got home from Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to stir up some work.
And his name?
His name is John Firmage, and he lives in Salt Lake City. Anyway, we were visiting, and in the course of that conversation, trying to stir up some work for myself, he stopped midstream and he said, "Have you ever written anything?" And I'm thinking, dude, I make my living writing. And he said, no. I mean, have you ever written a book? Have you ever written a story? And at first I thought he was looking for a ghostwriter,
right.
You know, just somebody to kind of help polish what he had. And so I didn't take it seriously. And he said, when my son was born, he said, now don't take this wrong. He didn't really know anything about my spirituality. He said, don't take this wrong, but I was given a story. And I don't know what to do with it. And it's a story about these magical children and a transformation that's going to be taking place in 2012.
Wow.
And I wrote down some ideas, and I've been sitting on it now for 10 years.
Wow.
And there was a pause. And he said, so I'm really looking for somebody to help me write this book. Pause. And then he looked at me and he said, is it you?
Wow. Pretty cool.
And I got one of those rushy things, you know, up and out and back.
Even that sticker would have stuck on you with all that.
Well, I was pretty lit up. And that was 2008. And the story really is twofold. It's kind of Dan Brown, The Da Vinci Code, for those of you who like suspense and thrillers. But it's also Harry Potter. It's magic, and it's children, and it's children transforming to help the adults transform. So
now
I've kind of brought that together.
Yeah.
John is the high-level architect of the story. It is his original creation in his ideas.
Right.
What I did and what we did collaboratively is I took those ideas and kind of put it through my own body and my own experience. And then ultimately I had to get out of the way. Honestly, you cannot create if you're blocking yourself. You can't create. And I found that in myself. And just
why
because
can't you create?
You can't create.
No, because
you're blocking yourself.
No, because there's so many yourself. People that's really their biggest issue is getting past the blocks.
And just because you have never done something doesn't mean you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I have never written a novel, and actually I'm on the sequel to this already on my computer. This is kind of a trilogy. There's a book one and a book two that will be released in 2012,
mm-hmm.
because the story is pivotal around the 2012. And what we're trying to do is show the flip side to the negativity and the fear-mongering mm-hmm. and the disinformation around 2012. So we're going to release book number two, which I'm already writing, hopefully around July or August.
Wonderful.
And do you find yourself, when you get into that energy, do you find yourself dreaming about it at night?
The
story isn't just in here, it's happening all over.
Well, as I was telling Norman Garrett yesterday, what would happen as I started to write the book, first of all, I was blocking myself, and I was trying to write from some sort of formula, like a school book, like this is the way you write a story.
Yeah.
And I finished this manuscript twice. The first time I finished the manuscript, we sent it off to an editor. They liked it, but they didn't like it.
Right.
It was really cerebral. It was really heady. It was really wordy. And so I got to hit the delete key. And once I hit the delete key, I basically threw away about two-thirds of the book.
Wow.
And started all the way over. But the new part of me that started over was the part that got out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what would happen is I would sit at my computer. How do I describe this? You'll understand this part. It was as if I would see the story happening in front of my face, and all I was doing is typing. Matter of fact, it got to the point where the more I got out of the way, the more the story was flowing.
Yeah.
Things were starting to write themselves that neither John nor I had planned to put in the book. It wasn't even in our consciousness to weave into the story. Mm-hmm. So much so, one time I was just typing as fast as I could. I finished. I picked up the phone. I had to call Peggy at the hospital. And I said, oh, my God,
because
Peggy
works there.
She works there. I'm sorry. I called her at the hospital. Thank you. I called the hospital. Anyway.
Where Peggy works.
And I said, oh, my God, Peg, Yassid and Daniel just got in a huge fight. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Yeah. And I hear voices.
Yeah.
Because the story takes place in Egypt. It takes place in Ireland. There's a little bit of the United States. Book two begins with India. And I'm hearing the word. I'm hearing the accents of the characters.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to write in accent.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now we need to go to the guru.
Where'd that come from?
Anyway, I was getting way too good.
That was good.
Oh, sorry. It happens. So I was
really
Irish getting,
accent now?
Oh, holy clover, Ethan.
That's good.
So it's children.
Salt Lake City accent?
It's, you know, we was there and I seen it.
That's good. That's good.
That's Salt Lake City.
Well, I'm going to get some emails.
I don't live there anymore. Anyway, I'm really grateful for the opportunity to launch this. And to tell a story that's about consciousness waking up and the transformation of humanity through the use of children. And then I've blurred the lines between fact and fiction. John is a master researcher, and he and I together, we went to Ireland. We've been to these places. When Peg and I did the Egypt trip, we did some side looking around. We know what we're talking about in the story.
Right, which is good.
And we embedded facts.
Yeah.
Hardcore facts.
Yeah.
So the story actually starts during the pharaonic dynasty of Akhenaten. And then it immediately launches to 2012.
Yeah.
And you're going to be hooked back and forth between Akhenaten and a revelation that he had, or I'm going to assume he had, and how that's going to translate to now and the children involved.
Wow. So amazing, and I haven't read the book yet. We just got it, but
I did open it, and the bits that I read were quite wonderful.
When I've talked to some people who have read it, and they weren't just like, "Oh yeah, it's really good." They're like, "Oh my gosh, it's really good."
Well, thank you.
So we've been hearing a lot of good things about it. If people want to get it, where can they find it?
Oh my gosh,
that's
a great picture. We have our own website now for the book,
right?
TheGuardiansOfEdenBook.com. TheGuardiansOfEdenBook.com. You can buy it now as a hard copy, as a paperback book, and it's also available as a digital download.
Oh, good.
For people who use iPads or you have a Kindle, an Amazon Kindle, It's available on my website, but it's also available on Amazon, BNN.com. So you can get it in the format you need.
Amazon?
Amazon.com.
Also? And what about iTunes?
As a Kindle. No, it's not on iTunes. Okay. I don't know how to do that.
I don't either. But somebody's got to.
But yesterday, Garrett and Norma had the idea that we should create it as an audio file. Because people in their cars, people might want to listen it to, as a book on tape, an audio book. Yeah. And we haven't taken it to that step yet. We're hoping it will actually be picked up by a bigger fish.
Yeah.
It was published by Ex Libris. They did an excellent job. John and I retained copyright, so we didn't, sell out. But we would like to see it get into the right hands at the right time to take it to the next step. We know there's a next step.
Well, let's do a launch for that right now.
Yeah.
Thank you so
much. Let's take a good deep breath for Peggy and JD and their new book. Maggie and JD and Peggy for the new book.
Yep.
Let's take a good deep breath. This is about launching or expanding new creations, and you have a beautiful one.
Wonderful.
So,
congratulations.
Let's take a good deep breath and woo! Woo! Congratulations. Thank you, Maggie.
Glad you could be here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What? What is this? What?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you.
My favorite chocolate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This was certainly unexpected since it was a couple of days ago. And should I think anything of the fact that the candles are twisted?
No, they're just sexy. They're dancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They're not twisted for a reason. Okay.
So you're going to blow out the candles?
Thank you, everyone. No, wait, my wish. Oh, my wish has already come true.
Oh.
Oh, one more.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you very much. Now we have chocolatey treat for the break.
I know. Yes. Yeah, just what we need is more chocolate, more sweets for the break.
Thank you.
So,
just a couple
other quick things as we get back into the show before we take a break. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
If I could get the screen back. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate it. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to reading this. I'm going to bring it to Kauai.
She's going to put it on. We can get it on the iPad.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Yeah. But I love the iPads, but I still like holding a real book.
Oh, okay. No. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's time for Chambra News. This sounds so dramatic, so important.
You didn't show this to me.
So here. Okay, Chambra News, we just really have, I think, one or two things on Chambra News. A new message from Adamas.
Oh, shocking.
This one's really good, and we wanted to do it as a special message. This is based on some of the previous last couple months' channels about potentials and probabilities. But in this one, Adamas actually, it's a slow dissolve. Oh. The tube. Now, when I did this artwork, I talked to Linda about it, and she goes, oh, I don't like that. It doesn't look very nice. It's not warm or happy. And it's like, it's not supposed to. We're living in the tube.
It looks like a medical accoutrement.
Where would you? No,
doesn't
I don't want to know.
See? She agrees.
For those of you listening online didn't hear that. Maggie said it looks like a colonoscopy tube.
And she's a doctor.
You know, and I can honestly admit I do not know what one looks like. I have no idea.
Because you were so drugged?
No. But no, this new product is about probabilities and potentials. And if you haven't listened to the last couple of shouts, basically Adamus is saying we live inside the tube. And we don't have to. Basically that tomorrow is actually based on yesterday. You don't have to be a psychic to figure out what's going to happen in your life. He actually gets pretty rough in the first part of the channel. And it was so strange the morning that we were going to do it. I was feeling so off. We didn't. We did it the next day, and I was still feeling off just because of the subject matter. He gets really kind of a little too real in the first portion.
Adamus, being too real, can we imagine that?
It's rough. I mean, because he tells you exactly what your probabilities are, of everything. He goes through the list, and he gives percentages, the probability of things that are going to happen in your life. And he basically says you don't have to be psychic, but it's based on the way you're living now because it's probably the way you're going to live tomorrow because we live in this tube. And he's saying now all the potentials are everything outside of that. And these are the things we never...
Probabilities.
Oh, man. Give her a birthday. What? Now she's a comedian. But then the thing that's really beautiful about this, the second portion of it, is a very beautiful dream walk. He takes the listener
nice
on an experience, really to give them a sense of what it's like to go outside of your probabilities. Very, very beautiful dream walk, and it literally gives you that experience. So it's a combination of great information, a little probe, and a guided dream walk. It's a little over an hour, now available as a digital download.
What is that? It's so invasive.
It's supposed to be. Christ, have you ever had a colonoscopy? What is that? Yeah, that's a pretty tube, though. It kind of glows. Anyway, that's now available as a digital download. We have some hard copies here today. Beautifully done, as a matter of fact. Look at that. You know, what's actually amazing with the staff is we just did the channel on Sunday, and they already have everything done online, edited, text, transcript, and graphics, all in, 5 days? It's amazing. Wow, it's amazing. So that's now available. That one's really worth, because it's a very personal experience, worth a listen to and a re-listen to. Okay, I think we're coming down, right on time. We want to give special thanks and acknowledgments to the Crimson Circle Angels. This is a group of people around the world who are regular subscribers, donators, who help really fund a lot of things that we do. The monthly meetings.
It makes a huge difference.
The Awakening Zone. So many of the Crimson Circle products and projects. About 80% of everything we do is free of charge, and we want to keep that kind of ratio so people that are interested can get in and really get some good information without having to pay anything. And Zoom tight.
Thank you.
And the Crimson Circle Angels help make that possible. Also want to thank You sneezed it off. Yeah. No, John was really smart. He dimmed you down.
John.
During the sneeze.
Thank you. Yes, the advanced studies teachers. We have 367 teachers worldwide teaching the core material of the Crimson Circle, the advanced studies. And what
right now there's about 6 classes going on right now.
And it's incredible. They are sharing this material all over the world. And it's really, truly making a difference. And it's been fun to be out there doing workshops and having new people come up to us and tell us how much of a difference it's made in their life. So a special thanks to the advanced studies teachers and the content that they teach. If you're interested in any of that material, go to the Crimson Circle website and look up the advanced studies.
There's actually a simulcast going on right now Spanish out of Colombia, where they're tapping into what we're doing and they're simulcasting it in Spanish. So it's really amazing how all this has expanded. So we want to thank all the international website hosts who do a lot of work to keep the websites going, to get the working with the translators, to get the translations of the monthly shouts and the products. It's an amazing team. We had some meetings recently with the staff reviewing the extent of the websites and the translators. It was almost mind-boggling.
Well, it's wonderful because most of them do it out of a love and a passion and wanting to share what they've experienced, and that's a pretty amazing gift to all of us.
And, of course, we want to thank these wonderful angels that come in every month, put this webcast together,
yes,
and make all of this possible. They work a long day and a lot of time in between putting this webcast together so that we pretty much just walk in and do our thing. It's really they're magical. They're magical. So big
that
hand
is
to the staff. And they put the food out.
Yeah.
They put the food out.
And when we say food, don't delay, because as you can see, the crowd is already back there.
Look, they're all in the kitchen. It's like, hang on, we're doing a show out here, and they're in the kitchen.
They're like, no, we want the jump start on the chocolate.
We want to thank everybody who's tuning in online, Chamba, around the world. You know, knowing that there are like-hearted, like-souled beings on this journey makes it so much easier. And I think that's probably my biggest joy in the work that we do, is when people send an email in and said, I was so alone until I found the Crimson Circle. And that's amazing.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. We're going to take a break until 3:05 and come back for Adamas.